Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
The only guy that I have a little bit, I'll push this down to... The only guy that I would worry about just a little bit, maybe in the RB1 range, is Aaron Jones, and he's been so stinking good. But the Minnesota Vikings, this is a tougher Jacksonville run defense. I think that Minnesota does win the game. I think that they do win the game, and I think that they get there via the passing game. And Aaron Jones has been so stinking good, but the offensive line has been objectively terrible. Like, they've been bottom five as far as run blocking. So in a kind of matchup as far as on the ground game, and in a matchup where I think they're going to pass and have a ton of success there, I think maybe we're a little bit too aggressive on Aaron Jones. Like, I would probably feel a little bit better about, like, I think JT should be above him in ECR. James Cook should be above him in ECR, which I'm going to change. Like, right now I have Aaron Jones above them. But again, talking about how we're going to, you know, move through our rankings through all the way to Sunday, I'm probably moving JT above him. I'm probably moving James Cook above him. And tell me this, Boggs, am I a little bit out over my skis? Because I see that you're in line with ECR right now, but I think DeAndre Swift should be above him too. Am I wrong with that? Because New England has regressed as a run defense. Chicago, if they win this game, I think it's on the back of their defense and their running game, not Caleb Williams, who's looked pretty bad, rough over the last few weeks.
Like, I mean, it's 50% him, 50% the line, but he's been the worst part. So
but he's also made the line look worse. With
yes,
as much
that's
as,
what
like,
I'm saying. Yeah.
He wants to play backyard football, and it's like, I think, and that's one of the biggest questions, and people hated my takes about him as a prospect coming out, but it was like, it was one of the main questions that I had about him as a player. It's like, all this backyard football crap, like, that's great and grand for highlight reels when you make the play, but when you're not on schedule, you're missing open throws, you're leaving yards on the field, and you're not getting the damn ball out of your hands, that stuff gets old really quickly, dude. Yeah. And it's happened a lot of this season.
Yeah, it's what benched got Anthony Richardson benched. So, you know, if you keep doing it, it's not good. I'm with you in terms of,
you think DeAndre Swift should be over Jones?
I do, but the reason
us off on a Caleb tangent.
No, you're good. I think the thing that changed my mind about this, and it's going to have me lower Aaron Jones, is that I just think the Vikings beat the brakes off the Jags.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's especially now that Mac Jones. Is gonna end
like
up
if Trevor Lawrence
here.
Is out.
Yeah, it does. I mean, Lawrence looks like
that.
A
that
real
could get bad fast, dude.
Right. So
and for everybody's saying, "Oh, well, maybe Aaron Chandler. Jones gets more." Yeah. Well, and for everybody saying, "Okay, well, maybe Aaron Jones gets more carries, salting away the clock," bro. That team knows that they need him healthy down the stretch.
That's
they're
a
not
going
to run him up to 30, 20. Yeah, I was just gonna say that's all Cam Akers. So it's like to me, out of that kind of conversation, we should be higher on Cam Akers than probably consensus of anything.
Probably. Let's go to RB2s here. DeAndre Swift is at number 13. Going on down 14 to 24 here is James Cook, Tyrone Tracy, Kareem Hunt, James Conner, Chase Brown, J.K. Dobbins, David Montgomery, Chuba Hubbard, Najee Harris, Ramondre Stevenson, and Tony Pollard. I think for the most part, we have all RB2s as RB2s. Maybe the order is a little bit different. Who stands out in this group at all to you?
I think we need to be higher on Tyrone Tracy. Like, to be honest, I think there's a pretty easy conversation for him to be ranked above Aaron Jones and for him to be an RB1 this week.
Yeah, we both are ahead of ECR, but we still.
Yeah, but I still think we're probably both a little bit low. Like, I think like top 12 is definitely where he should be because he's going to get the work. We know it's a great matchup. And honestly, I think if he wouldn't have gone out and had the game that he had last week, if he'd have had that game like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then he had the big blow up game last week, like he did versus the Steelers, we flipped some of these outcomes. I think people would be ranking Tracy as an RB1 this week. So I think that we need to be a little bit higher on him. I think also like James Conner, we're both above ECR, but I think we both need to be maybe a little bit higher above ECR because while the Jets have been a good defense still, you can run on this defense. You don't want to pass versus them. I think Arizona, like if they're being honest with themselves, Kyler's not played good this season. He's been very, very much hit or miss. You don't need to go big play hunting and act like a fool versus the Jets defense. They're going to make you freaking pay for it. So I think there's going to be a lot of James Conner rushing in this game. And the other guy I'll bring up here, man, like, this is right in your backyard. We're also kind of being a little bit dismissive to Najee Harris, to be honest, dude. He has been really damn good over the last 3 weeks. Nothing's changed. They're going to run the ever-living crap out of the ball. And it's an awesome, awesome, awesome matchup.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, Washington's defense has played better recently.
They have, but a lot of that's been just the pass defense. I'll point that
out. Yeah, that's true.
Their run defense has still been pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, at my thing, Najee is such a frustrating player because I don't know that there's a running back that's better than him in the fourth quarter. And it's because he has the same stamina from the first quarter.
He's a volume guy.
That he does if in anything, the fourth
they
quarter,
need to feed right. him. Like, he's a guy, he's a rhythm runner and he's a volume runner. Like he's one of the guys where it's like, yes, you feed him 20 to 25 carries because he gets into a rhythm and he wears down the defense. And by the fourth quarter, that's where he's ripping off 10 and 12 yard runs.
I think,
but they're like,
I think he's okay as a closer because I mean, just he doesn't even have to have the 22 carries. It's just, he needs to be in there in the third and fourth quarter to break your will. That's what it is. It's because he runs with that same aggression in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. It's the same. I mean, he's not always taking the right path. He's not always hitting the hole correctly, but he is going to roll you if you get in his way. So, or he's going to jump over you. We've seen him hurdle a bunch of people too. So yeah, I'm with you. Maybe I need to bring him up a little bit. Anyone else in, well, let's go to RB3s. Who stands out to you here? Because there's some good ones. Rico, you know, especially now that Dak is gone, we expect to take at least more carries here. Mm-hmm. We still have Rashad White and Bucky Irving kind of helping replace these wideouts in Tampa Bay. They've been good. Javonte has put together some good weeks, but now he's going to at KC is a tough matchup. Bigsby's banged up going up against the Vikings. Eckler's got to deal with Brian Robinson most likely. I don't know what the hell's going on with Travis Etienne. So what are your thoughts on RB3s this week?
I got a lot of thoughts on this range, man. One, we need to be higher on Rashad White. In a game where the Bucs are going to be playing catch up, you're talking about a San Francisco 49ers. Their run defense has not been amazing. Like, they're giving up the ninth highest yards after contact per attempt. So you can run on this defense. But specifically, if Tampa Bay is trailing in this game, which is how I'm projecting it, also the bookmakers are projecting it that way, then we know Rashad White's going to get checkdowns. He's been an integral part of the passing attack. Like, since week 7, almost a 12% target share, and he's averaging almost 42 receiving yards. Now he gets a 49ers defense that's giving up the 8th most receiving yards per game and the 11th highest yards per reception to running backs. So Rashad White, when it's all said and done, is going to be an RB2 for me. I think he should be ranked ahead of Rico Dowdle. Definitively, like, Philly has been an elite run defense over the last few weeks. So I'm going to drop Rico, bump up Rashad, bump up probably Bucky Irving ahead of B-Rob and Rico, because I don't think B-Rob obviously is not 100%. When he's not been 100%, his snap share has lived in the 30% range. They ran a committee last week in that backfield. That could be a three-way committee again this week. So Brian Robinson, we need to drop some. Javonte, Kansas City is an elite run defense. There's no ways about it, man. Like, I'm below ECR. I'm probably going to drop him even further down the ranks. And here's a guy I'm going to give you some shine for, because I know you like him. And I think we need to be – I'm above ECR right now. Tyler Allgeier, again, going to teams where we could see an RB2 get a little bit of extra run, especially, like, I think there is an easy, easy path where the Falcons just absolutely beat the ever-living crap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's his
name? In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
You don't think dead cat mounts for the Saints a little bit? It's more of a college thing. But, I mean, sometimes you see these guys, their head coach gets fired, all the players are happy. And you see the renewed effort.
I think this is a team that's quit. I think that this is also a team that is everybody that has a ton of talent on this team. Most of them are hurt. Or guess what? They got traded away. Like, their secondary is not healthy. Their defensive line can't get pressure. Their offense is basically stripped down to spare parts.
Yeah.
And Derek Carr is probably going to screw up and throw two picks in this game. So I think, kind of going back to the Aaron Jones conversation, if we're talking about, that's one of the things Atlanta has kind of been consistent. It's like, if they're in negative game script or if it's a competitive game, Bijan is getting all the freaking work.
Right.
When they start beating the brakes off of teams, that's where you see Allgeier run up into the 12 to 15 touch range. And New Orleans, like, you want to talk about, like, end of the game carries to crush their will, to crush their soul? Yeah, Tyler Allgeier can do that.
Any other dart throws for deeper leagues? Ray Davis has been good, but he needs more than 9 snaps, for God's sake, especially again, against the Colts.
But he could get it if we see Buffalo just absolutely just rail the Colts. Yeah. Like, if they rail the Colts this week, Ray Davis could get 12 to 15 touches too. So I think he's a good call out. If Chicago can run up the score against New England, I think, you know, there's reasons to kind of like Roschon Johnson, but, you know, there's a few other guys in this range where it's just like, like, I think we're probably a little bit low on Tank, like, if they lean on the run game, but again, could he get scripted out? We'll see.
He's not 100%. So it's just tough for anything in Jacksonville right now. They're like your Saints in terms of being banged up. Let's go to wideouts. Wide receiver ones here. Justin Jefferson checks in at number 1. Chase at 2. Neighbors is at 3. Then Tyreek, Amonra, Garrett Wilson, Cooper Kupp at 7. Debo at 8. Then A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, Davante Adams, and Drake London round out your wide receiver ones here. So, number 1, I know you had Brown low. It seemed like maybe he was questionable. Where is he going to go right now?
I mean, dude, if he's healthy, and yeah, my ranks right now, and just true transparency, I had him outside the top 50 because as of running those the first time, I wasn't sure if he's going to play. I think it's trending towards he will play. And if he is going to play and he's 100%, I am bumping him up to probably wide receiver. I honestly think he needs to be in the top five. I think I think wide receiver three, to be honest. I'll put him above Neighbors.
Okay.
Easily. Like, Dallas has nobody in their secondary that could stop him. They've been objectively terrible versus wide receivers. Also, Devonta Smith missing practice to open this week. If he is out or limited in this game, and AJ Brown's a full go, he's gonna eat, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Saquon. I mean, that's why he's ECR one this week. Mm-hmm. I mean, Derrick Henry on a Thursday Night Football, I think, is too much for me to not have him as number one, especially against the Bengals. But we'll see. Philly should have a really good week here. Anybody else you're concerned about? We're both kind of lower than consensus on Debo. You know, I think Christian McCaffrey takes a little bit if he is in there. You're a little lower.
How healthy is Debo too? I think we just kind of like, we see the bye week and we put it in the rear view mirror. Like, I know he probably should be mostly recovered from pneumonia, but it's like, he also has ribs, shoulder. It's like, there's some other banged up nature to that. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I like Debo and I think he's a top 15 wide receiver, but at top 10, I can't get behind. I'm still worried about these Rams guys, man. Like, I don't think Cooper Kupp is 100% himself because he's not like, is he getting volume? Is he been good? Okay, sure. Can we say he's like, you know, just blowing the doors off 100% effective, like monster games? Like, I think he's probably like 80 to 90% Cooper Kupp right now. And Puka Nacua,
quit punching people, you idiot.
Well, like, I don't understand why you're swinging at people. First of all, like, come on, dude. Like, you got to know. Like, I get in the heat of the moment, but the other part about that is, why does anybody ever think it's a good idea to try to punch somebody when they're wearing a damn helmet?
They're not.
Why did you do that? Like, yeah. But that's the same thing as being like, oh, I'm mad. Let me go punch a wall. Like, probably not going to work out well. Okay.
No. I there's a kid that I went to high school with that punched a wall. And he went through the sheetrock and clipped a nail and it tore up his finger. Jeez. You know, like it's the dumbest thing ever.
I played baseball with a guy who punched a brick wall and broke his hand. So, you know, it takes all types. But I don't know if he's fully healthy. Like, he played last week. We didn't even get a chance to see what his snap share would have looked like last week when he came into the game, not 100%.
Right.
Because he swung at somebody. So it's like, because here's the thing, Bogman, we still haven't seen a game where Puka Nacua plays 70 to 80% of the snaps since he's been back. So it's like, does he play 50%? Does he play 70%? Like, what's his snap rate look like? So I think we're a little bit, as far as ECR, a little bit out over our skis with Puka. Like, I'm probably going to have him as a mid-range wide receiver too, just because I do have those questions, not saying that. And the other thing about it is a tough matchup for outside wide receivers. Like, Miami has been very, very good versus perimeter wide receivers. Like, should you be starting him? Sure. Should he be a top 10 wide receiver?
We both have, looking at wide receiver twos, we both have a guy inside a wide receiver one. For me, it's Zay Flowers who plays tonight. If you're listening to this, you've probably already seen him play. For you, it's Terry McLaurin against my Steelers. So you had Jaden Daniels high. This pairs together, obviously. Just tell me about McLaurin for a second.
I mean, passing attack's going to go through McLaurin. I think we've seen at this point, dude, like,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Can we also almost say, like, I talked about Jayden Daniels, like, is Terry McLaurin, considering the role, the volume, everything, is he almost matchup proof at this point, Bog?
I think he's pretty close. I would say he's more touchdown dependent than some of those other matchup proof guys, right? Like,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Is cooking.
Like Neighbors is just going to get peppered with targets. So I don't know that he's like a guaranteed wide receiver one every week, but he's on that border. He's at least a high end wide receiver two every single week.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go through the wide receiver twos here. It is at 13, then Devontae McLaurin, Pickens, Brian Thomas, Tank Dell, Darnell Mooney, Josh Downs, DeAndre Hopkins, Ladd McConkey, Shakir, and Harrison. Here's an interesting question for you, D-Bro. Tank Dell, you have at 18. Does he go up or down with Nico potentially not playing in this game?
So that's a good point. I'm gonna bump him up because he's gonna get all the target share, man. And like the other thing that I highlighted this in the primer, I think he's finally healthy. I think he's finally back to being the Tank Dell that we loved last year. And this all comes down to, like, if you look at his separation score and his win rate and stuff over the last few weeks, like since week six, amongst 99 qualifying wide receivers, so a large sample size here, Tank Dell is 10th in separation and 3rd in route win rate. That tells me all I need to know for a player that, like, I don't think he was fully 100% for multiple reasons coming out of the offseason. You want to talk about the injury? You want to talk about he got shot? Like, there's multiple spots. Like, I don't think he was 100%. Like,
yeah.
So I think we are seeing right now in that statement, like, how he played versus the Jets. Detroit's been good. Their secondary still isn't as good or as stout as the freaking Jets. So you're telling
nobody
me he
gets
puts up a game versus the Jets? He could put up a game versus Detroit.
Hopefully nobody gets kicked out for a love tap this week for that Lions secondary, for God's sake.
Branch.
Yeah. That was just ridiculous. We both have CeeDee Lamb as a wide receiver one right now, and he's wide receiver 25 in ECR. I think maybe he's found the
I think it's spot. Just people shading, like, does he play or does he not? I expect him to come up in ranks.
Yeah, me too. Like, Cooper Rush starting this game, and I was saying this with Welsh, I don't know that it affects so much, right? Like, because Dak wasn't having his best
things
year.
Like target quality, but I think he's still going to get fed.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? So, like, I mean, should I have him? I'm probably going to drop him closer to where you are, like a low end wide receiver one, just because I think there are a lot of players that I want to get higher than him this week. But I think just target volume alone at his basement, I mean, can we agree? Like, he probably still, even with Cooper Rush, if he's playing his usual role, he probably should still be a top 15 wide receiver, right?
At least, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
If not, yeah, guaranteed a wide receiver one every week, I still feel like. Looking at wide receiver threes, it's Ridley after Lamb. It's Ridley, DJ Moore, Cortland Sutton, Addison, Waddle, Odunze, Juwan Jennings, Cooper, Amari Cooper, Xavier Leggett, Michael Pittman, Jameson Williams, and Keenan Allen. Or I guess actually we end at Jameson Williams here. There's some tough guys in here. Waddle has been tough. Pittman's been tough. Leggett is dealing with Bryce Young and Germany. And then Amari Cooper, you know, just didn't play last week. He's been limited in the snaps from Buffalo, but Keon Coleman's down. What do you think of this mix?
I think we need to be, I'm going to drop Cooper a little bit and I'm going to raise Shakir a little bit more. I don't think Cooper's going to play a full-time snap role, even if he plays. I think Shakir has been their wide receiver one since getting Cooper. And it's a Buffalo passing attack that's passing more. Shakir has been the clear number one since they've had Cooper. I don't think that changes, especially this week. So I'm going to drop Cooper for snap concerns, not the matchup, but snap concerns, and raise Shakir some.
I'm going to raise Cook a little bit more and Ray Davis.
And I'm also going to drop DJ Moore a little bit more too, because I think he does get shadowed by Christian Gonzalez, and Christian Gonzalez has been really, really stinking good. As well as I'm going to drop Calvin Ridley some more. The Chargers, dude, they have been banged up in their secondary, like Asante Samuel going on the IR, Christian Fulton missing last week. Now we'll see, does he play or not this week? But holy crap. I mean, they are coaching up. Like Cam Hart has played really good as a rookie. Their rookie corners stepped up. I know, you know, Tillman got there in garbage time, but for most of that game, they locked down that passing attack.
Yeah, I got to admit, I didn't think that.
And if we get freaking Will Levis this week, that's enough reason in itself. Just to
I don't
say,
think
okay,
we're going to get Will Levis.
If Will Levis plays, that's enough reason just in its own vacuum to drop Calvin Ridley.
I mean, I got to take the L. I did not think that Harbaugh would change this defense so vividly
They've been good, really good.
What about Waddle, man?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
What are we doing?
I don't know at this point how anybody can play him. I've got to drop it. Like, I'm going to drop him even further out of ECR. Like, I'll play... just naming the guys behind him. Like, this might sound crazy. Bogman, this week, who are you playing? Jalen Waddle or Xavier Legette? Who's actually scoring fantasy points?
I understand. But Legette is almost touchdown dependent. I'm still playing Waddle. This is it,
though. Yeah, but is Waddle scoring any touchdowns?
No. I'm really asking.
Has he even scored this year?
He scored. Well, he scored last week, remember?
That's true.
But
that was the first touchdown the entire season.
Yeah, been good. He's been banged up, and then Tua got banged up, right? So it's like it's been bad. I just still like the level of talent is different between Waddle and Legette.
I don't agree with you with that. Yeah, but I will say like you got to get targets to get.
Fantasy. Yeah, the bottom line is all that matters for sure.
Like, I mean, dude, he hasn't eclipsed 50 receiving yards since week one. Like that's.
And the Rams defense has been so good the last month. They've been so good.
Dude, here's a stat for everybody that I don't think people would really would know off the cuff. The Los Angeles Rams are top two in the NFL in pressure rate and quarterback hurry rate. Like Tua might have a rough game this week. Like people point to the secondary, but if they can get after Tua, we've seen enough times where Tua folds under pressure and has terrible games.
Or worse. So we'll see. Any other deep wide receivers that you want to call out?
The guy, as far as like a flex play, dude, I know I'm going to be out over my skis on him, but I know here's the quarterback concerns, okay? This is not a good matchup for Brian Thomas Jr., looking at coverage shells. Okay?
And he's not 100%, and it's Mac Jones.
Exactly. But I really like Parker Washington this week.
Okay.
Like
played with Mac Jones a little bit on that.
Okay. But if you're going to make things easier for Mac, are you throwing 50-50 balls? Are you throwing deep balls to BTJ? Or are you going to throw over the middle looks to Parker Washington
and Evan Ingram?
Okay. Yeah. So for me, it's the easier looks for Mac Jones if he is starting, as well as the matchup says everything we need to know. Like, Minnesota's allowed the fourth most receiving yards and the fourth most fantasy points per game to to opposing slot wide receivers. So for a myriad of reasons, while I think a lot of people, like if we do get the news that Mac Jones starts, they'll drop Parker Washington in their ranks. I'm either going to stay where I'm at, or I'm going to actually probably raise him a little bit. And right now, like I've got him as a wide receiver 4. I think that's right. I think you can make a case like he should be anywhere from a mid wide receiver 4 to a low end wide receiver 3 this week. And know then, that sounds crazy.
I know you got to get out of here. Anything on tight ends for us this week? Any interesting plays, any matchups you like? What specifically?
I'll go a little bit down the page here for tight ends. I really love Jonnu Smith. As much as I just talked down Tua and the matchup and all that stuff, the Rams have been a top 3 matchup for opposing tight ends. And if you are in, I'm talking like hardcore struggle bus, but I think Theo Johnson needs to be a top 15 tight end this week.
He's banged Carolina, up,
he is banged up, but assuming that he plays his full-time role, if he plays his full-time role, Carolina has been a top 3 matchup for tight ends. And the last guy that I'll mention here, and we are giving him respect in the ECR. If you need the upside shot, like if you're staring between one of Zach Ertz, Pat Freiermuth, maybe even Jake Ferguson, TJ Hockenson, any one of those guys versus a Taysom Hill, I'm going to tell you, I think you need to play Taysom Hill, dude. Like he led the team in first read share last week. He was a top 5 tight end. He's going to get goal line work. And oh, guess what? This is also the team that, you remember in our mind's eye, Bogman, about like that game where Taysom Hill had the 2 rushing touchdowns this week. Mm-hmm. I mean, this season. Mm-hmm. Guess what? That came against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah. So
he's going to get work, dude. He's the upside shot dice roll this week for people.
And it's like when nothing is working for New Orleans, they just let Taysom Hill do some extra stuff.
Taysom's got it. Taysom will take care of it. It's okay.
Exactly. So the goal line work is what I'm looking for Taysom, that Wildcat offense and all that kind of stuff too. So they got to get there. Touchdown.
What if Taysom, and I'll throw this under, what if Taysom throws more passing touchdowns this week than Derek Carr?
I mean, it would be one of the least surprising things.
Crazy, but it's really not.
It's not even that crazy. Yeah. It's just like and also the sun came up yesterday. So, Carr has been bad.
Who finishes with more fantasy points this week, Bogman? Derek Carr or Taysom Hill?
Man, I see, that's tough. Like Taysom is touchdown dependent, but you have to say Taysom.
I think it's Taysom.
But okay, I think it's Taysom too. But let me ask you this: in a super flex, you're not starting Taysom over Derek Carr, are you?
If you need the upside, I would. In a floor and a medium outcome, possibly.
I can do that. I don't think I have the stones to do that, because tight ends can feed you a donut any single week. So I don't think I'd be willing to do that. But I understand it, because Derek Carr's been so bad.
He's been terrible.
Yeah, it's just getting to the red zone. They got to get to the red zone and really the goal line for Taysom Hill to get his work in. But I know you got to get out of here, D-Bro. Remember, follow him at D-Bro _FFB. Thank you for coming. And look, just tell everybody, where you're at, what you're doing, where they can find all your work.
Everything's a Fantasy Pros, baby. On the live streams Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, as well as on Sundays, when it's my turn in the rotation. And the primer comes out every Thursday morning and is constantly updated throughout the entire weekend. Yes, I update it Sunday morning as soon as we get in actives and stuff like that. You don't get any help by setting your lineups by an outdated article. So I think it's paramount that piece of content always stay as updated as possible. So that comes out Thursday morning. I usually push the first round of updates into the Friday night, aka Saturday morning hours. So look for that. And man, it's always a fun time to get to talk ball with you, Bogman. Love
that's
you, brother.
Right, man. It's always fun. This is our job. This is this is always fun. So thank you so much, D-Bro. I appreciate you making the time, and we will see you again soon. Here is voicemails with myself and the Welsh.
Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Hey, here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Voicemails in this league at gmail.com. You can send in 60 seconds or less. Chop and block.
Chop and block. If it is not good next week, I think we just go to voicemails, where we give Jack his own segment each week. And we're getting down to the nitty gritty. These should be the big questions. You know what I'm saying? But if you want, record yourself 60 seconds or less. Send it in. We have got a fantastic voicemail coming up here shortly, but we got a couple of the dudes. And again, by the way, shout out and thanks to D-Bro for making the podcast and hanging out. Bogman, are you ready for three voicemails?
Yeah, we might get an extra one coming in here because Barrow said he was working on it right now. So
I like the idea of that because it's going to be like super like breathy and like trying to get it quickly. Like, hey, guys. Alana Washington, like, is going to be like hustling. So, all right. He gets it in. He gets it in. Voting, rooting for it. All right. Let's start with, I believe it's our boy, it's Webby. What's up, Webby?
What up, Bogman and the Welsh? Back because I have a question about one of my fantasy teams. When is it time to give up? I've tried to piece everything together with trades, with ad drops, and this is not a bad team, but I've had a lot of bad luck, not even with injuries, but just with teams scoring every point possible against me. And does it make sense to go ahead and give up on this team? Like, do I even need to be checking it, or is that just bad ownership? Yeah, because I know it should be fun, but here we are. This is not fun right now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
Well, logic said never give up. Never give right up on anything. On but your also, fantasy team, you can't give up.
But you know what's fun? Ruining somebody else's whole year, you know, at the end of the year by winning. It's all that's left for you, my friend. So let's swing for the fences. Let's drop somebody out of the playoffs because they made one bad decision the whole year on who to start, and let's be the bad guy. Let's do that.
You know, I wanted to do the whole, like, yeah, you just, you know, you can kind of stop forgetting about it. I got to admit, Bogman's right. Like, ruining, because then you know what you get to? You get this really great, like, it's very roto complaining where people are like, this guy, but he was able to make a pickup, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, there's something so great about getting someone unhinged, where it's like their playoff is on the line or you knock them out of the seeding. I would probably work for that, especially if they're your friends.
If you're the bad guy now.
Yeah. If we're moving a step beyond it, I'm going to just be real with everybody. I think the easy question is to be like, yeah, you should probably manage your team to the end. That's the best owner. If it's a league where you play with like your friends and stuff like that, and it's a long-term league, like, I do think you should play it through. You should set your lineup. Don't give anybody any easy passes. But I know a lot of you will like go and jump and like, hey, join this like Yahoo league or something like that. Yeah, like, I probably stop looking at it, if I'm being honest, if I know I'm like essentially eliminated. But if it's any type of league with people that you care about and any long-term stuff, pay attention at least. Set your lineups, yeah, and then maybe you'll find some renewed, like, I get to screw over somebody and knock someone out of a playoff. And that's your Super Bowl. That's your fantasy
championship. Be the Joker.
Yeah. And if you have any type of like, loser prize, then don't give up. You know, if you have to end up you know, staying at a Waffle House for 24 hours or getting a tattoo, whatever these losers keep doing for. I will rather just be a loser than do the insane I lost fantasy football thing. We have never done that. So maybe I'm just a hater.
I can barely get these guys to pay their entry fee. Think I'm going to get them to do the loser thing? It's never going to happen.
Could not agree more. It's teeth pulling to get people to pay the entry fee. You think you're going to get someone to like put on a dress and go out onto, you know, the central city and stand there for 12 hours with a sign that like, no, you're not going to get them to do anything.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not something I would sign up for. So
no. But if we did do one, no. What would be your choice of loser thing?
What that I would have to do?
Yeah, like the probably person like, who finishes last.
I think the worst thing that I would volunteer for is like sing a karaoke song that the champion picked or something. Like that's as embarrassing, that's I think, as one. I would go with it. So like I'm not putting on a dress. Okay. I'm not getting a belly button ring or a tattoo or, you know, staying in Waffle House for 24 hours or any of that crap. So
I feel bad for the people at like Waffle Houses that have to put up with that. Like maybe they're having fun, you know, because they're just like, well, I work at Waffle House and it's like, this is something different. You know, at least I'm not getting robbed or, you know, there's drunk people breaking
up
stuff.
A fight. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe that's like an upside. The tattoo thing to me. Insane people. I don't want to be around those people if you do tattoo. belly button ring, I don't think.
I mean, it's funny, but it's also, you know, what do you do?
Belly buttons.
Our boy Evan did that for sure. I think
belly buttons are super gross. We're not doing anything like that. But like, you know, hair dye I could do. I think the karaoke is pretty good. Maybe like get a loser trophy or something like that. Like
I wouldn't even do like the eating stuff that you do for Deck Our Balls. I would not do that for a fantasy league. I just don't like doing that stuff in general.
No, you really hate that stuff. Like Bogman doesn't like black.
I don't like watching you do that stuff.
Bogman gave out his phone number publicly instead of eating like a black olive.
It was four black olives, and I got one halfway down my throat and spit it up. I just couldn't do it. It's disgusting.
Spit it up. It was like 8675309. Yeah,
that's exactly what I did.
Wasn't the number. But that would be
great. No, that's the number. You can call it.
That is the number. You're right about that. Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious if anybody actually does do any of those things. I just think any permanence, you need help. You need help if you're getting a tattoo on a league. Like you really don't care about anything. Yeah. If you're like, yeah, sure.
You know what you should do is the tattoo should be, it should be right here on your forearm. And it should say no more parlays, stupid. That's what it should say.
Okay. Real quick. Cause I'm unlimited time here as well.
I'm going to die.
What? No, I just got a show. What would you do if you met someone that tattooed themselves with you? Like if someone, you know, because, you know, I was thinking about, I saw one of those videos where it was like some celebrity. They're like, please sign my arm and I'm getting it tattooed. And I was like, OK, but what would you do if someone got a Bogman tattoo?
I mean, it would be the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Would you love that person? Would that be like that would be a kindred spirit to you?
I would love them for sure. I would also be fairly creeped out.
Would you pay for part of it?
No.
No,
I don't want that. You know me, I don't want the pressure. That's why I don't have kids. So I don't want to be responsible for some weirdo with my face on their arm forever. Nothing.
I might pay them if they got you tattooed.
See, that's something more like
Bogman would probably pay the full price of a tattoo for me to go on somebody, but right, you could like exactly. Give them money to not get you tattooed.
Especially if it was all the way across their back. Oh my god, oh, it costs so much money, I would pay it all. But yeah, I mean,
all our idiot friends when growing up, by the way, these morons, you know what? They're just, everybody like wanted a tattoo. People probably don't care about it. It's not stigma anymore. All these idiots we knew, they would just only do the inner thigh covered by shorts.
And yeah, that's like hide from your parents.
Yeah, hiding from, they would get these, one guy we knew would get two giant tattoos on his upper thigh. Like it was the coolest thing ever just to hide it from your parents. You're like, dude, you're the dumbest human being we've ever met.
What, you can look at that every time you take a dump. Congrats.
I don't even know what it was, but like, I don't know. Getting tattoos that have to be hidden. It's along the lines of getting a tattoo because you lost a fantasy league.
Well, I mean, I, you know,
Well, unless you're doing it for like a job, I'm saying. But like if you were like, you're 16 years old and you're like, I'm going to get a tattoo, you know, right in my hip pointer because I don't want my mom to see, is different than like only getting tattoos on your arm so your job doesn't see.
A guy at my work got the Tasmanian devil on his inner thigh or right across from his, you know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
His inner thigh.
Yeah, yeah. And you know who told me? I never saw it. His mother told me about it because she was a cashier at the store that I worked at. And I was like, you get that to hide it from her. And she's the one that told me.
She told you. She probably works at Waffle House now. So, all right. let's go to, oh, this is good appropriate timing here. Do I even have the, did I take off the voicemails? I think I did.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did. Here you go. Make you feel better.
Hello. Daddy is back and hotter than ever. Daddy hasn't lost a pick since week 2. Had to go back into record books and look at that. This week, we're going to do a teaser. We're going to do Vikings and the Bills, and we're going to get them both at +2. Also, Daddy is very average in all of his fantasy leagues. Stuck between that 4-6 playoff spot when 7 teams make it. This week, Daddy needs to know, does he start the Vikings defense against the Jacksonville Pussycats? Whoa. Or does he start the Bears defense against the Patriots? Thank you.
You're welcome. I would start. I'm distracted the whole thing. Who's the first defense? That was the one.
The Vikings.
Yeah, I do the Vikings on the Jags. Jags are going to have Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Tank Bigsby's banged up. All the receivers are hurt. I'll go Vikings.
Same.
Yeah. All right. And you've been hot. It's hard to ignore. Moyes
has been hot. Moyes has been, I refuse to call him that. Moyes has been hot.
Yeah. Except just when you get that, like, you know, like the little thing in the,
oh,
you hear like,
oh, it's what makes the whole call. Yeah. I mean, it makes my skin crawl, but it's what makes it funny.
That's true. All right. Final up here, our dear and great, wonderful friend, Jack Boyce. He has got one for us to the tune of Mickey by Tony Basil. I'm assuming Basil. This is, this one is pretty identifiable clap along part for those playing at home. Yes, there was nothing, by the way, like being a Washington fan at halftime in MetLife Sunday afternoon. Saw John Riggins too. Oh, that's actually fun, Jack.
Oh, not going to be this week, Jack.
Here we go. This is Gesicki.
Gesicki off the pine. Higgins is out, so it's your time. Gesicki. Gesicki. Gesicki off the pine. Higgins is out, so it's your time. Gesicki. 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 100 yards, two scores. You know that I'm not wrong. Fantasy players with foresight should all just sing along. You know that this is tight. I enjoy those points, Kosicki. Kosicki catches nifty. This is my command. Don't mess with my heart. Keep the ball in your hands. Kosicki catches nifty. This is my command. I like players like you, Kosicki. At least while T. Higgins is out. Kosicki off the pine. Higgins is out, so it's your time to sing it. Just sing it. Kosicki off the pine. Higgins is out, so it's your time to sing it. Just sing it. No, 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 no. Kosicki.
Captain Jack. How does Jack think of this stuff? You know what I want? I want to be there. We've had these kind of moments, probably nothing like to this creation, where we've been together and something came up, and then like you saw the moment someone thought of something, like a joke, you know, for you and I, a joke or like a funny little bit or something like that. I want to be there when Jack, this sparks in his brain, like, oh, Mickey, I'm Jack, I need to know the process. Are you going and like scrolling songs you like and then seeing what rhymes? Like it's crazy. Like it's brain
gotta be something with the name and a rhythm that you can fit the name in, I would assume. So, but I really hope that Jack's not like, I think of these in the shower. Well, she want to sit right outside the shower when these happen for me.
I mean, we did get to see Jack one time. Didn't he do like an on the treadmill call on one of the live streams we did? I think it was when we were live streaming on Twitch for a while.
Yeah.
Like on like the Wheel Friday or whatever, Jack was like on the treadmill doing that. I don't know, because
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.